we can hear all of you guys now.
Okay, Clay.
Sophia, take it. Okay.
What?
No. Every episode, I always make Sophia do the intro because I don't want my voice to be the first thing. Like,
not just another pretty TikTok.
Okay, Sophia, take it away.
Hey guys, welcome back to more than just a pretty TikTok. It's Sophia
and Dee Dee.
Now Dee Dee gets to explain what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, so basically, Sophia and I filmed an episode last week. It's going to go up in 2 weeks, and we basically talked about this episode. So we're going to be talking about like college, the process. I have some of my besties in here who all did amazing things, and they like they're qualified to talk about this. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Andrew, was that you?
No.
Okay.
Absolute chaos. I'm just listening.
Okay. No, literally, Okay. Anyway, so yes, today I have Reagan, Jaden, and Andrew with me, and Meg was supposed to be here, but she had a last minute thing. So, you guys can introduce yourselves now.
In alphabetical order.
By first name or last name?
First name.
Okay, wait, what do we say? What do we say?
For people who are so smart,
I got this. I'll go first.
Okay.
I can go. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Jaden Honig. I am from San Diego, California. I actually met Dee Dee, I think it's about a year ago now, or more than a year ago, at Harvey Mudd. I'm going to be studying bioengineering at Stanford University in the fall.
You committed?
No.
God damn it, Jaden. Someone else.
Okay, I can go. So my name is Andrew. I am from New Mexico. I met Dee Dee through a summer program, and that's how I also met Reagan and Jaden. Woo!
Mustang.
And I am going to be attending Yale this fall, and I have no idea what the hell I'm gonna study. So we'll see about that.
Yeah, okay, I'll go next. My name's Reagan. I'm from Mooresville, North Carolina. I met everyone basically through the same summer program that Andrew talked about. And I am currently not committed to anywhere, but I'm going to be studying computer science wherever I end up. So, yeah.
Should I change mine? Because I'm not committed, but I feel like I'm going to commit. But what if something crazy happens and then I don't go to Stanford?
You know what's crazy that's going to happen? Huh. You're going to commit to Johns Hopkins so that I can see you. That's what you're going to do.
But my top three are, like, low-key. Johns Hopkins, Columbia, and Stanford, so.
Anyway, I guess I'll introduce myself, even though you guys already know me. But I kind of want to, like, copy these guys. So, my name is Dee Dee. I am from Maryland. And, shut up, Sophie.
Not DC, Maryland. Go ahead.
What did I ever
the say? Greater DC area.
Yeah, the DMV.
The metro area. The DMV.
And I am committed to Columbia, and I say that I'm going to major in chemical engineering. But we will really talk about
she
it.
She wouldn't
we're
go to Columbia if she was going to major in chemical engineering.
Dee Dee's majoring in being a trophy wife to an investment banker.
So if my mom is listening, Andrew didn't mean that. we just like to joke like that. Like it's all Okay, so we're gonna start with the questions now.
Oh yeah.
And Sophia can go first. Sophia's a junior, so she's gonna sit back and observe.
I'm Sophia, I'm committed nowhere. And that's it. Okay. First question. at your school for college counseling? Like, what was that like? Like, did you guys have any support?
Reagan, say.
I can go first on this one.
Yeah, you guys can just jump in.
Okay, I went to a pretty big public school in Southern California, and I could say that I virtually had no support, like, going into the college process. Like, all through my 4 years of high school, any time that I think I met with my counselor 2 times, and that would be just to, like, go over my schedule or any changes in my schedule. I think it's just because there were so many students. I did get, like, a pretty good counselor recommendation, but there was not a lot of support for students who wanted to go to, like, higher education institutions, because most of the kids end up going to the local state school, or more than likely they go to the community college. So at my school, I would say that the support, like, honestly wasn't that great, but I think that has a lot to do with where the students in my school are usually attending, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, similar to Jaden, I attend, like, a public magnet school. Well, I don't know if she said magnet, but I attend, like, a large public high school. So our counselors are divided up, like, alphabetically. So there's, like, a bulk of students assigned to each counselor. So, like, I had a personal connection with my counselor, but then she left on maternity leave. So I had a new counselor who knew nothing about me. So I didn't necessarily have the support there, especially because, I mean, a lot of students at my school are very competitive, but at the same time, the counselors don't know how to support that. So whenever they met me about, like, my schedule, they'd always say, like, please take something less rigorous, like, stop doing all these classes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the opposite of helping me. They kind of wanted me to, like, I don't know, dumb down on what I wanted to, like, pursue. So I had to do a lot of things on my own with, like, my peer support and, like, the friends that I had. And I had a lot of that support through MozTech, but I guess we could talk about that later.
Okay, we're giving so much free advertising for most times.
It's so good, I'm though.
Here, as, like, somebody who didn't participate, I'm really, like,
as someone who also didn't participate, I'm just gonna nod.
No, stop. I have so many good things to say about it.
Andrew, do you want to go next, or because I can go next?
You can go.
Okay, so mine is kind of different from Jaden and Reagan. So I go to a very small, emphasis on very small, private school. But the thing is, like, a lot of kids in, like, our school is very, like, chill. Like, they want us to all relax and, like, explore things that we want to do for fun, which is, like, good. Like, you should definitely do that. But for, like, where I wanted to apply to, like, no, like, I needed to be taking, like, all these APs in my school. Like, I remember I took, like, 4 APs, which is, like, you know, subjective based on where you go to school. My school was like, don't do that, you'll fail all your classes. Like, they tried their hardest. Yeah. I'm one of 2 people doing that. Everyone else is taking, like, less, which is just how it is at our school. But they tried their hardest to make me not, and they're just kind of, like, chill about everything. So I, like, similar to Reagan, like, I would say in that aspect, I did not get that much support for, like, just classes I wanted to take, things I wanted to do. I had to, like, find a lot of these programs, like Reagan said, outside of school. So almost all my extracurriculars were, like, outside of school things, like, obviously MozTech, WISDOM, and, like, all that stuff. But during the actual college process, I feel like I had so much support from the college counseling, like, department. Granted, they told me not to apply to, like, but apart from that, they were just like, yeah, like, you can do it. And, like, actually, my biggest thing that they helped me with was recommendations. Like, they helped me get the best recommendations that I could for colleges. So I'm really grateful for that. But so it was kind of a mixed bag with that. In some areas, they were, like, kind of reasonable, but in other areas, they were good.
Okay, should I go?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, a lot like Reagan and Jaden, I go to, well, actually, this is kind of complicated. This is going to be a 2-part answer. So I go to, like, 2 schools because I'm quirky and special like that. And so the first school, which is the one that I, like, basically say I go to, because, like, I've gone to it, like, my whole life. The other one I only went to kind of for senior year. It's just, like, a regular public school. And the college counseling was, like, non-existent. Like, even just with counseling, it was, like, so difficult to get, like, a schedule change or, like, anything like that. Like, my counselor was just very hard to track down because she had a lot of students, and, like, only like one or two people a year from my school go to like really top schools. Okay. So like they don't really know what they're doing. So
for sure.
In that aspect, it was kind of difficult. But the other school, which is like a bougie ass private school. Wait, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah. Okay, good. Anyway. This is just proof that you don't actually listen to our episodes, Andrew. We're gonna have to talk about this. Rude.
Okay. Anyway, that school has like they have like dedicated not so much college counseling. Well, actually, they do, but I didn't use it. But they have like essay review, and like that was super helpful that they have this like dedicated people. Like my essay reviewer, shout out to her. She was great. She like went to Yale, so like. She helped me a ton with those essays and all of my other essays. So that was super helpful, but not the other school.
Okay.
Do you want to ask or do you want to ask?
I mean, I was looking for the questions, but I found it now. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit because this is not the order we have them written down in. But like kind of walk us through like your application process. So like when did you start? Like I've talked a little bit with Reagan about this, but like when did you start? Like basically how did you do it physically?
I feel like I should not go first.
Jaden should not go. Jaden should not go at all.
I agree. I think you can give me advice at all.
I mean, I can go first, I guess. Okay, so I am the biggest procrastinator there is, like, just hands down. Like,
I'm on this call, Didi. I really don't
know. Okay. No, but we're, like, girl, trust me. I would have been in your position if I didn't, like, I was like, okay, so basically my motivation was, like, I have to get out of here. I have to go to college at any, like, all means possible. Like, I'm doing this. And I was like, I hate writing essays. Like, even for school, like, whenever I have to write an essay, I sob. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, it could be one page, and I'm literally, like, having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And so I, like, applied to a lot of colleges, which I don't advise, which is something else I will go into later. But so I was like, okay, I am going to start a year before, like, you're actually supposed to start. And I was like, I'm going to do this slowly so that I can, like, cry, you know, take my time with everything. So and then also with quarantine and English class, we had this whole unit we were supposed to do, but we couldn't do because we were online. So we, like, started our personal statement. Anyway, so then I started my essay, I want to say January of junior year, my personal essay, and I was kind of done with it April. Or May. And then I spent the entire summer writing supplements so that because like the topics don't really change. I just got that out of the way during the summer. And then so then by like August when the Common App actually opened, I just had to make like a few like things and then I was done. And I knew that I had to do it that way because if I had started late, it would not have gotten done. So
I will go next. Just so we can see the contrast. So I've pretty much known what schools I was gonna apply to like forever. Like I really had not a lot of uncertainty as to what schools I wanted to apply to, and I didn't apply to many safeties because I was like, well, if I don't get in, I'm just gonna go to community college and call it a day.
So did you apply to any safety?
No, I didn't apply to a single safety. But I didn't think I'd get into the top schools either.
Well, so was there? No, shut up.
No, okay, I'm not Jaden, even
like,
kidding.
No, like watching from an outside perspective, I was like, there's no way she's not going to get into Stanford. Like, if you hadn't gotten in, I would have been so shocked.
I didn't think so.
Watching you from not like.
Lucky, luckily.
The first time I met you, I was like, homegirl's going to Stanford. I was like,
no, she just literally.
And I love you, queen. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyway. So the moment the Common App opened, like the day it opened, I went in and I was like, oh, like this is, I've procrastinated on everything my entire life, but I was like, this is time, it's going to be different. So exactly. I went in and I entered like my information, like my personal information. Mm-hmm. And then it started, I saw there was like a lot of questions. Like there were a lot of questions. Sort of like asked me for my grades and stuff, and I just got really tired. So I was like, let me switch over to the UC app and get over there. So I did a little bit of work on the UC app, you know, started entering some things. And then once again, you know, they ask a lot of questions. They need a lot of information from you. So I was like, okay, I'm over it. Like, I'll come back to it, you know, maybe next week or something. Spoiler alert, didn't come back to it next week or next month or anything. And so for I applied early to University of Michigan, and I actually did submit all of my application materials on time because I procrastinated so badly, and I wrote all my essays in a day, and I was like, I'm not going to do this again. Like, for the UCs, for USC and Boston University, who I applied early to because of merit scholarships, I was like, I'm not going to do this again. I did the same exact thing on those, on those essays. That's the reason I got waitlisted at BU. I read back my essays and they were just horrendous. But so my personal statement, I actually wrote for the National Merit Corporation in September, and I wrote it in 2 days. And I was going to revise, like, I really wanted to do a new one because I didn't like it, but I was just too lazy to ever do a new personal statement. So I didn't end up doing a new personal statement. I kept the one I wrote in like 2 days, didn't really tweak it at all either because I was like, can't get much better.
She was like, I'm perfect.
Yeah, Queen does the bare minimum and still gets into Stanford.
But I'm wondering, like, what happens if I apply myself? But anyway, so when the RD dates, like, were coming up, because they're all, like, in the same few weeks, I was like, okay, so I would, like, say, like, oh, when I get home today, you know, I'm going to do these supplements, yada, 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 right? No, I didn't do that. Every single school that I applied to, I wrote the essays for that school the day of.
I remember for Columbia, Jaden was like, okay, the deadline today, and I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? She was like, edit my essays, and I was just like, I'm still writing in the doc, so you're gonna have to, like, help me if I'm writing.
Mind you, this is like a few hours before the deadline. I remember for my Stanford essays, I barely finished my application because I forgot how many essays there were, and I was like, oh, I'll start at like 7 p.m. So me had like 5 hours to write all the
stuff.
I need reinforcements. I got Tanya in there. I was like, Tanya, we need to edit.
I'm getting scared. This is like scaring me.
No, plan and you will be fine.
Seriously. And like, so then there's some schools that I planned to apply to and then didn't apply to. Like, I was going to apply to Caltech and then I was like, you know,
the only black person.
I was like, oh, let's not do that. And then I didn't apply to MIT because I was gonna do it the day of, right? But then I realized they have a whole separate application,
and so I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Go back in and put all my information in there and all the stuff. I was not ready to do that. I definitely didn't have the time either, as I was starting at 9 p.m. So yeah, the moral of the story here, kids, is go ahead and speed run all of your college essays.
Whoa.
But the thing is like, it's crazy because I literally was like, okay, well, this is probably the most important thing that I'll ever do in my, like, life up to this point, right? Like, this is the most important thing for me. And I still procrastinated. Like, I still procrastinated. But luckily, you know, everything turned out okay. But don't do that, kids. Like, don't do that. But yeah, that was my, like, college application essay process.
Wait, before the next person goes, I just want to say, if I didn't have my mom on my app, like, literally on my app, I wouldn't have done it. She was like, is the supplement done, like, by June, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, like, homegirl was riding. Like,
my parents were on me, I just lied.
Oh no, me too.
But, like, and then she'd be like, oh, let me look at it. And I was like, oh, well, I'm just really, you know, I'm not in a place with it where I want to share it.
She would just take my laptop, like, no questions asked. Like, are you watching TV? Grab. Like,
like, oh, thanks.
Also, quick disclaimer, you can put your information, like, before August 1st.
That's what
I said. It just carries over. Like, that is just BS when they're like, no, you can do it before. Take your time. Okay, someone else.
Yeah, take your time, please. Gosh.
Don't Reagan, like, do you want to go?
Yeah, I can go because my story is very similar to Jaden's story.
Stop!
For some reason, I had this philosophy that, like, all my essays had to be written, like, very close to the deadline because I was like, what if I experience something life-changing between here and then? Like, I don't want to start writing, like, a few months in advance. So basically, my mom, she helped me and my brother make, like, this spreadsheet with, like, a bunch of colleges. And we started out with, like, I don't even know, 30-something colleges. I applied to, like, half of them. I didn't even look at the other half. Mm-hmm. But I started writing my personal statement in, like, March because that was, like, when quarantine hit and I was grounded, so I had nothing to do with my life. So I started writing my personal statement, and I never used that ever. Like, that just didn't end up being used. And then the summer came, and I experienced, like, a lot of things in terms of, like, you know, starting protests and all that stuff. So I wrote like my personal essay after all that stuff happened.
Oh yeah.
And then, okay, so my first deadline was October 15th because that was UNC early action and Stanford because I submitted an arts portfolio and I did not know that you had to submit it like 2 weeks in advance because usually Stanford's REA deadline is like November 1st or something, but no, it was October 15th. So it was the week of like, I don't even know what it was. It was like October 10th or something. That whole week straight, I was writing supplements. And I remember the day of October 15th, I didn't go to any of my classes because I was still writing UNC and Stanford supplements. And I was vlogging this whole time too. And in my vlog, I said, if I don't get into Stanford, this is why. Because I procrastinated to the very last minute. And I remember just like being very distressed because as Jaden said, like, this was like one of the most important things I would be doing like in my life until now.
Yep.
So I was like mad at myself. I was like, why am I really like doing this to myself? Because it's like my future and I'm procrastinating. And I didn't learn that lesson. I submitted almost every other application after that, like on the deadline, almost everyone, which was just so unhealthy for me because I would be just like, I would stay. So I'm like right now, I'm sitting at my desk. I would be at my desk like all day, every day, just writing supplements and stuff.
Yeah, see, but I would have.
Yeah, I did not even leave this corner because I don't know. I just procrastinated that to myself. But I remember the MIT deadline, that was like January 6th, and that was the insurrection. And I remember being so mad at myself for procrastinating because I spent the whole day watching the news, you know, and like keeping updated with what happened. And I had not started my essays. And it was like, I was so burnt out. And it was just a mess. My mom was like, Reagan, just submit it. There's no hope anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because when I was like, wait, you got in? Are you sure? She was like, read the letter again. I was like, oh, yeah, I did. Sorry.
Y'all who applied to MIT, troopers, I'm telling you, because that happened. Yes, that application.
So messy. That was crazy.
I, like, last, okay, USC was, like, my dream. Like, and I really wanted to go. My mom was like, you're not going. Like, she was like,
good for your mom.
she was like I will be damned if I have anyone comparing you to Olivia Jade. who I love, by the way.
I love Olivia Jade too.
I really wanted to go to USC, and so I like looked at the app for USC, Stanford, and MIT, those three schools. I was like, MIT, I don't want to go. Anyway, USC and Stanford, I was like, I'm gonna apply. And then I saw all those essays. I've never clicked out faster in my life. I was like, it is not worth it.
MIT, like, they have you like explain your activities. I was like,
it's so long.
It's like, I'm so good off that.
I was like, you want me to explain Mos Spec to you?
Exactly. Go there. Yeah, same. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Andrew? Wait, should I go?
Yeah,
okay. I just want to say this is solid proof that if you procrastinate your Stanford essays, you will get in because
no, literally.
Just kidding. Don't procrastinate your essays. So for reference, I applied to I think like 26 schools, and I did the MIT app, the UC app, the Coalition app, and the Common app.
Coalition. Coalition. I stayed away
because I ran out of space on the Common app. And I would say I probably started, I don't think I ever had like a final list of schools. Like, I feel like I was always adding and dropping schools, even like up to the final deadline.
Even after I committed to, I was like,
literally. But I think I wrote like most of my essays, like my personal statement, and at least like my Yale supplements, which was my early app, probably like April ish, just because of like quarantine, because like I had nothing else to do. So I was like, I'll write some essays. And like all of my essays were done by like early December. That's like when I submitted all of my applications, I think.
Okay.
And it was actually really nice.
I was procrastinating.
But I'll give the massive caveat that I reused a lot of essays, and I had also already written a ton for summer programs.
Yeah, that's the key, is reusing
everything.
That's the only way I was able to meet.
No, it's so helpful. But also, like, I really feel like what Reagan said, where she's like, what if like something life-changing happens and like I want to write about that instead. And I feel like my advice is just start anyway, because like you can always like write another essay, but it's like,
no,
I don't know, like I almost wish that I had started my essays earlier.
He's like, no more essays.
Like I almost wish that I'd started them earlier in junior year, so that even if I like totally scrapped them, just so I could like get a hang of like what like it was going to be like and stuff. I would say just like, even if you produce like total garbage, just like start as early as possible, and like it can't hurt you.
Yes, it can.
And just to say, my procrastination, Like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, today's the Stanford deadline. Like, let me start this morning and I can, like, revise my essays all day. No, I would play, like, I was at my dad's the whole time and my brother was there. So we would, like, go to the beach. I would play 2K, like, or whatever. And then I'd come home, I'd take a nap. And then after my nap, it would be, like, 8 p.m. And I'd be like, okay, time to start. So I would give myself, like, 4 hours. But I had done it with every other application in my life. So I was like, well, I can do it. Because the key thing, like you said, is reusing and revising those essays. So since mm-hmm. I had so many essays already like stored up from summer programs and other things like that, I actually didn't have to write a ton of my essays. I just had to go in and like change a few things, yes. tweak, and then like combine essays here and there. And that saved me a ton of time. But like mm-hmm. I said, don't procrastinate, just use that strategy.
Yes,
but don't procrastinate, so you have to use that strategy.
Using that strategy and not procrastinating, golden combo. Like I was
golden
not,
combo.
Yeah, also yeah. Let me tell you, when I met Jaden at Wisdom, we were a Harvey Mudd. Like me and this other girl Prathisha, we were singing to Pretty Much in our dorm. We were like having the time of our life. Jaden was sitting in the corner literally writing her Mostek application like
no, I remember I didn't start it until the next day. Remember you guys were writing your essays or something and I was doing math. And then I didn't start it until the next day because I was still deciding if I wanted to apply, and then I did it when I got home the next day. I had like 2 hours to write those.
Anyway, if you can procrastinate like Jaden and still get in, by all means do it. Cause
don't. I'll never recover from that stress ever.
Okay, Sophie.
Conflicting messages. Okay, next question. This is. I mean, obviously, everyone can respond, but like, it's not super specific. Like standardized testing, so a lot of schools were like optional for like test scores and stuff like it's on it. Like as a whole, do you think it's worth it to do that? Like, do you think it's worth it for juniors this year and next year to like go through that, turn in those scores if they do have them? Like, do you like the tests? What did you like? You don't have to share your scores, but like, I don't know if you guys took the SAT or ACT, but. Mm-hmm.
Wait, can I start? Can I start? Because I have go off, something on this. Okay, so I'll just start by saying I took the SAT twice. I took it as a sophomore, which like I highly recommend doing because
yes.
just like study then. Like you have nothing else going on. Like uh-huh. your life is only going to get yeah. more busy and miserable. So like just take it and get it over with. But I'll say like if you legitimately can't take it or like if you get a bad score, like don't stress. But also like when I was talking to an MIT admissions officer like through Mostek, and I feel like this especially applies if you're not like. First gen or low income or something, or if you don't have like extenuating circumstances, like they kind of expect to see tests. Like what the MIT admissions yeah. officer told me is basically like it's test optional, but like we'd say that with a caveat of like we'll know if you were able to take the test and just like chose not to, you know, because like they can obviously see if you're like coming from this like super affluent area that is like having SAT testing, like you had no reason not to take it, right? So I don't think it's like a huge thing. Like I don't think it's like a huge part of your application, but like I still feel like it can help you. And like in test optional years, it can't hurt you to take it because you can always just not submit it. So I feel like definitely like study, take it, like see how you do, because like I feel like that's definitely something that they do like to see. So
mm-hmm. yeah. So like Andrew said, definitely take it early. I took mine for the first time as a freshman. See, I don't recommend taking it that early. But my mom was like,
I literally didn't even know you could take it before junior year. That was so crazy.
the thing is, as a freshman, I was doing literally nothing, and so I spent the entire summer like just doing SAT stuff, learning all the strategies, learning all the tricks, whatever. And then I took it, and I did really good. And I actually wanted to retake it because I was like, I can do better. Like I can do better. And my mom's like, what is wrong with you? I retook it again in junior year, and I got like 20 points higher. So obviously, I couldn't do that much better. But my thing with test optional is exactly what Andrew said. Like, don't just be lazy and be like, oh, I'm not going to take it because, like, it's test optional because they'll know, right? And then also, like, it's, like, if there's, like, someone else with the same stats as you, like, did take the SAT, then it's, like, you know, it looks like they tried harder. Well, I don't know. That's what I think. But I also, like, know, like, a lot of people who didn't submit scores and were fine. So, like,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah, my sweet mate next year, Jasmine, she didn't submit, and she, I think, Hopefully I'm not getting the people mixed up. But I know I definitely did talk to someone about this and they did submit and they were fine. So honestly, just like it, like Andrew said, take it and you can always choose not to submit it. And also, yeah. I don't know. I know the second part of this question was like, did it help or hurt people? I don't know anything about that, dude. I just submitted mine.
So I took the test twice. And I ended up improving my score and I submitted it, but I don't like the SAT. I don't like the SAT. I think it's racist. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't like the SAT. I think it's definitely problematic that race is the biggest predictor of how you're going to do on the test.
Yeah.
But I took the test. I am Black, by the way. I took the test. I'm mixed and I decided to submit, just because I felt like I had a good score and I didn't think that it would hurt me. I don't know if it necessarily helped or hurt in the process, but I would say that it's definitely, like Didi said, it's another data point, like, for them to look at when they're looking at your application. But I also had heard something really interesting from one of my friends, and she was like, what if the reason that the test average for schools is so high, not because mm-hmm. they specifically admit kids that have a higher SAT score, but because students that tend to get good grades and students that tend to have good ECs, good essays, you know, be really prepared for the college process, those students just happen to have good scores. So I want to say, like, if you don't have a good score, don't be like discouraged. I know it's not necessarily what we're talking about. When people say like stats aren't everything, I know it sounds stupid, but in terms of like test scores, they really aren't everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially now that it's optional. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I would submit it if you have a good score, but if you don't have a good score, like, don't sweat it.
Yeah. So wait, can I say real quick that if you get like an 1100 and like you're applying to Harvard, like, do not submit it. Like, just don't. Like, they don't have to know. And it's like, that's not like, some people are just bad at taking tests, like, that's totally fine, but I feel like the general rule is like, if you're like, number one, if you're not happy with the score, but number two, also generally, if you're like not at the 25th percentile or above of admitted scores, then don't submit.
I had the same score as Jaden, and I was like, I really wish I could get it better, but I don't want to sit there. Jaden was like, I'm taking it again. I don't care. I hated my score. I hated mine too, but it was good, but it was like 10 points away, dude.
I
got like 5 questions wrong on the entire thing, but just had a bad like curve. And
yeah,
I really,
same.
Same. Also, I like the SAT way more than the ACT, which is just ACT. My sister is actually a junior right now. My sister. My sister is a junior right now, and she loves the ACT. She actually just took it last weekend, but she loves it. I know. I told her she was. She was like, "Can I talk to Sophia?" And I just forgot to tell you that. I'm sorry. Okay, but she loves the AC. It honestly just depends on like how, like, your style of test taking, because I'm good at like solving a problem, but the ACT, I feel like when I took it, I bombed it, and I feel like it's just, there's like less time, but it's more straightforward, and like that's how like my sister's brain works, but that's not how mine is. So also just pick the test that works best for you.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like applies to you guys, but being from like the West Coast, I feel like there's a big emphasis on the West Coast on SAT, and then on the East Coast, there's a big emphasis on ACT.
I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah, same.
It's yeah. I have not experienced the opposite. Maybe there's just a big emphasis on SAT everywhere.
I feel like no one takes the ACT here.
Yeah.
Remember, Jaden, when we were at Harvey Mudd, I think it was Lynn. She was like, we were at one of the workshops, and she was like, everyone take the ACT so you can like flex on your like West Coast friends too, or something like that.
Yeah, because like, we don't take the ACT.
No, they were like, girl, I don't even know.
Yeah, I live here, so. So I would say, like Didi said, like, take the test that fits your style. Like, I definitely felt pressured to take the SAT, and then because of COVID, never got the opportunity to take the ACT, even though I think I would have done a lot better on the ACT. But because, like, just seriously, like, take a practice test for both tests and take what, like, feels more comfortable for you. 100%. Don't feel pressured. Like, colleges don't necessarily have a preference for one or the other.
Yeah. So, if you're a perfectionist, take the ACT though, because like, it just drove me crazy because on the SAT, like you miss questions and like you do not get a 1600 no matter what. And so I would miss like one or two questions and it would drive me insane. Like I would have gotten a 36 on the ACT. I was like always felt like I had to take the SAT again because even just like those few questions.
Also emphasizing, take these tests as early as you can, like as early as you can, and like you're prepared for it. Like don't just take it like early because you're like, I want to get out of the way. Because I remember during like SAT season, like, you know, like junior year, fall, everyone is like taking mm-hmm. the, or like spring, everyone is taking the test. I did not. I was like,
it's the biggest flex though, like when all of your friends are taking the SAT and you're like, no, I'm already done, sorry.
Reagan, do you want to say anything? Or
I feel like everything has been said, but I think another piece of advice I have, I don't know if this is like applicable to a lot of people, but I know my district, they pay for like the pre-ACT for like juniors. I don't even know what grade. It's sophomores and juniors, I think. And like they offer free testing, and it's not mandated. So like my advice would be like, if you have those opportunities to take like a free test, then definitely go for it. Because a lot of people think that because it's free, it's like optional, and it is. But at the same time, like, you don't have to pay to take it. So I feel like
more practice.
Yeah, like, take advantage of that practice. Another thing that helped me was downloading, like, old SATs from, like, Reddit. Like, I just searched, like, old SAT practice.
I wish I found our SAT earlier.
Yeah, that helped me a lot. I took the SAT twice, and I did it the fall of my junior year. And the way that, like, my mom, like, kind of prepared me and my brother was that, like, she said it was a good idea to take it at the same time that we were taking, like, the PSAT for, like, the National Merit, whatever, so that we'd just get both of those things out of the way.
Yeah.
So I think that my advice for juniors would be to either go that route or to find what works for you. Also, because, like, I dance, so, like, dance was really stressful, like, in the winter, so I was glad that I got things out of the way in the fall. What's another piece of advice? I would say, like Didi said, find what works for you in terms of ACT versus SAT. And it can be easy to, like, feel pressured by, like, your peers who are like, oh, I've taken, like, both of them. Like, if that doesn't work for you, then don't do it. Like, especially if you're going on, like, Chance Me or, like, A2C on Reddit. Like, people can be saying all this stuff, but, like, try not to let it get to your head. Because at the end of the day, like, it's your journey. And, like, if the SAT doesn't work for you, then, like, that's fine. Like, you're going to be okay.
Let me tell you, guys, just wait really quick.
I have to move my car, so you're gonna hear me move my car. So I don't want to like get. I have to move my car though. If I don't, my stepdad's gonna like kick my booty. So let me move my car really quick, so I'm not like making noise, and then we can continue. I just don't want to, you know. I got to move my car, so you can just.
Does Chance Me, speaking of Chance Me, destroyed like Chance Me destroyed what was left of like my sanity. Like I remember I put in all the schools I was applying to anonymously, of course. And then
Wait, you did Chance Me?
Yes.
I didn't
like you had people chance you?
Stop.
Yes, girl, what?
No, not on like College Confidential or like Reddit. I did it, you know, the app made by like the guy from Gohar, MIT.
Yeah. I did that too.
Yes, you I told sent it me to. Yeah, I put in my stats and everything.
They said I wouldn't
literally
do it.
Every single person said I wouldn't get into Columbia, and I was like, all of you, like, literally go. Yeah, dig a hole in like
only laugh. School people thought I would get into is Northwestern. And I was like, okay, cool.
People thought I would get into like Rice and UMD, and I was like, Rice is a good school, but UMD, thanks guys. Like, thanks a lot. Also, if UMD is your dream school, I'm sorry, but I live here and I just don't want to stay here for like. But yeah, there was something else I was gonna say earlier, but I forgot. It had to do with testing though. Whatever, I'll remember.
No, but like don't take both. Like I'm in the middle of it right now, but like I know a lot of people in my grade that are taking both, and like for the next like 3 months, like every other weekend they're taking one, and it's and they're going to like 2 hour long like tutoring sessions like every weekend for
oh my god, I did tutoring. It's a scam.
I don't think it's a scam because okay
no
I
just do
thing.
Khan Academy is like it's
yes,
so
I remember what I was going to say now.
I did not. But tutoring is a scam. 150%. I paid that guy for what? He didn't teach me anything. All he did was tell me that I did good. He's like, I should do well. We like go through.
You did good.
He was wrong half the time. I was like, dude, I know this better than. I swear he can help me with anything. I'm so mad about that. I feel so bad at my parents paying all that money for that man to help me with nothing.
How?
I get a student tutor. If you have to pay for SAT tutoring, it's a scam. Okay? Get a student tutor.
How I practice for the SAT. You know the big blue book?
Yes, the blue book.
I had two of them. I did every single damn test in it. Like, it. Yes. Again. I did this over the summer. So, honestly, the SAT is all about practice because you see the same questions over. And so, when I had done every single test in the book, like, I was fine. Also, I, contrary to Jaden, did SAT prep, which I should have probably said earlier.
I did it. I just said I did it. And it's
no, but I have more to my sentence, okay? I did it, but I loved it, actually, and I...
How much was yours? How much is your SAT prep?
Anyway, moving on.
Mine was like $200 per session, and this dude taught me nothing. My parents threw money at this guy, and nothing changed. I'm telling you, no, I'm not even kidding. This guy's so broke. He hit me up in the middle of the pandemic, and he was like, hey, we should do free testing. Like, we should create a COVID testing clinic and or whatever. And I'm, mind you, I was like 16 years old, and he's like trying to recruit me as his like partner on this project or whatever. So like, it'll definitely help you like for college applications. And then he tells me all I need is a $2,000 investment from your parents. I'm like, oh.
I did this thing called CapEd. I don't know how like regional they are, but they're like huge in like the DMV area. So like I know like it like people from DC, Maryland, and Virginia who like go to CapEd. And like I was in CapEd with like five people from my school because they like work with my school and like lots of kids go there. But CapEd, what it was 4 hours three times a week, and it was during summer. It was during, they have it during the school year too, but I don't recommend that because that is a lot to like handle with school. And like when I went there, they like taught me like strategies. Like they weren't like teaching me content, they were just teaching me like back solve, plug in, like blah 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 blah. And that really really helped me. So I would honestly say that was like what made me do so well on the test. But so I loved it, SAT, like.
I think you just, like, have to find, like, a tutoring or some form of thing that works for you. Because, like, with some people, one-on-one stuff is, like, everything.
I hated one-on-one.
But then with other people,
like. I'm saying! I was different, Dee Dee. I did one-on-one. And it was
scam. I'm infuriated right now. I'm so sorry. Okay. What is one thing you regret and one thing you don't regret, despite advice otherwise? I have my answer to this question, so I can go first.
Go then.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I regret, not, like Andrew said, I never had a college list of school, like a list of places I wanted to apply. I would just see things, and I'd be like, that'd be cute. Like, that'd be fun. Like, I should apply there.
Like, send me this TikTok and be like, oh my god, this vibe is cute.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, this campus is, like, kind of cute. So, and then I also didn't find safeties that I loved. So, like, I was watching Yulia, actually. I was watching one of her videos, and she was saying, like, someone is like, where are all your safeties? And she was like, well, Rutgers was my safety, and I was pretty sure I'd get in, and I would be so happy going there, so I didn't feel the need to. Yeah, with me, I applied to like all these schools I would never in a million years go to because I was like, I need safeties and I'm not gonna get in anywhere I actually want to go to. And then I would add a bunch of like targets because I was like, bro, I'd rather go here than like UMD. Like I can't do it. So and then I would, so
my thing is UMD slander. Oh my god.
I see all these TikToks. It's like when I swore to myself I would never go to UMD and now I'm transferring. Yeah. Not my fate. I won't do that. Stay safe though, my mom. But so I never had like a college list and I never had any safeties that I loved. Luckily I got into the school I actually wanted to go to, but if I didn't, I would have been so screwed because I like didn't want to go anywhere else. So that's one thing I regret applying to, because I applied to like 28 colleges, which is kind of crazy. Don't do that. Because like again, I would never have gone to like half of them. So that's something that I regret that I should have listened to people. Like, Danny's my college counselor.
Danny! So
he saw my college list, and he dropped his jaw. And then I applied to, like, UCLA. I was like, I want to be a UCLA girl, you know? Like, you know? And, like, he had no idea I was doing that. Like, my mom did. Like, I was just, like, picking all of these colleges. And then one thing I don't regret was probably shooting my shot. I don't know. Like, I didn't like
people going like, for it when people yeah, told
just,
you not to.
Yeah, yeah. People told me to not do a lot of the things that I did. And, mm-hmm. you know, they all worked hand in hand to get me here today. So maybe I don't regret that, but. Okay.
I can go. Okay, I feel like. Definitely what I don't regret is applying to so many schools. Like, again, I applied to a lot, but I almost would have applied to more in retrospect. Like, obviously, I got into my first choice early, so it wasn't a huge thing in the end. But, like, if I had gotten rejected, like, I feel like I still would have had, like, a good variety of schools to choose from, which I feel like is something that I really would have appreciated. And, like, I got, like, merit scholarships at a few schools and stuff, so it was nice to, like, be able to pick between multiple ones, like, in the event that I would have had to. And so I feel like you really can't hurt. Like, I feel like it's a huge option to, like, have another school that you could, like, potentially go to if it's, like, somewhere that you're interested in. Like, even if you have to, like, write the essays last minute and they're, like, totally horrible, just, like, submit it anyway. Like, I feel like it can't hurt, you know? And it's, like, you never know what's going to happen in the process. So it's, like, I feel like it's good to cast a really wide net, especially when, like, you have, like, the scores and, like, grades for really good schools. Like, apply to all of them. Like, I feel like it really can't hurt. And also, acceptance merch is nice, so.
Okay, I am so salty. Columbia sent zero merch. Like, absolutely none.
Yeah, you got socks.
Get out of here with socks. The socks.
Stanford said such good acceptance.
Okay, I'm sorry. Stanford's shirts are fugly. Like, the class of 25 ones. Oh, the shirts ones, are horrible. Like, they need to fire their designer.
Nice. I agree. USC? Even the barely
no,
fit.
No, don't. Oh, the people who gone to the USC Business School and got AirPods. I hate them.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Apply to the USC Business School. that's the thing that I wish I had done. Apply to USC.
Andrew, you still going?
No, I feel like I don't know if I would have done anything differently. Like, I guess, like, been less stressed because it worked out. Yeah. But, like, that's stupid to say because, like, obviously you can't change that. So I don't know.
I just thought of the thing I don't regret. Applying ED. I know that everyone hates it because they're like, oh, like, it's binding. Like, what if... No, I am so indecisive. Like, I can't make decisions for shit. So, like, I never... And then I had to, like, see all my friends get in everywhere and, like, have to pick, like you guys. Like, you guys literally have to pick it all between insane schools. Like, if I was in that position, I'd just be like, I'm going to community college. Like, you know? And so I didn't realize how much easier ED made my, like, process. Like, it made it so easy. I was in, I was done. And I mean, obviously, like, some people can't do ED because it's, like, not good financially for them, like, just a bunch of other decisions. But if you can do ED, I would say do it, because I haven't done with this process for, like, since December. Yeah. And so, I mean, granted, I was still trying to apply to, like, USC. So that was my thing that I don't regret. Everyone was like, don't do ED. And I was like, no. Even my mom told me not to do ED.
Yeah, your mom
My mom told me not to do ED. I was literally sobbing. I was like, please let me. She was like,
you were distraught. You were so distraught.
I was like
my mom just want me to do Columbia. I just want to go to Columbia. Never wanted to before in my life.
I can't. The first time I met Dee Dee in ninth grade, she was like, I remember we were like on the, we were literally on the train, and she was carrying like, SAT book, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to Columbia. And I was like,
I was like, I mean, okay. You're like, okay.
She literally told me, I love standardized testing 3 times, and I was like, what the fuck, man? I was a freshman.
Okay.
I was
like, what is this? I actually do love standardized testing, but that's just me.
No, like, same, they're so good.
I know, so there's not
it's
APs,
fun, but it's still not horrible. Like,
not like APs and stuff or subject tests. God knows, I bombed my subject test, but the SAT was so fun.
Because you're not meant to do chem, bro. Like, that's
Your mom's like, you're gonna get murdered if you go to New York. I was like, please let me. Reagan and Jaden.
Okay. Oh.
Go, wait. Reagan. You go. Right. Yeah.
I guess similar to what Andrew was saying, one thing I don't regret is like applying to as many schools that I did. And I applied to a lot of schools that had like merit, like scholarship programs. So like Park at NC State and Robertson at Duke. So like I'd be able to have like those options to choose between in case something like messed up with Stanford. But I think that was also very conflicting because like I started being like active on TikTok on my little like college account or whatever. And people,
I love it.
I okay, when, the comments. When is the college decision or the college reaction video coming?
Because like to her YouTube.
I check your YouTube every
time. Me too. Dude, I want fans. I wanted to make a video and then I got an ED and I was like, fuck. And like my mom didn't let me. She was like, she was like, what if you get rescinded? And now everyone's
No, that's like what I'm thinking of too, like. Because a lot of, like, not a lot, but I got comments, like, on my TikToks, like, oh, you got in Stanford REA, like, you're stealing other people's spots by applying. But I think, like, it's important to remember that, like, I don't know, I guess, like, the college process is really complicated, like, deciding, like, who's entitled to what spot at a school, if that makes sense. Like, one of my friends, people, like, coming for her because she got in Stanford REA, but she still applied to, like, UPenn and stuff. And I'm like, you don't know what's going on in her life financially. Right. So it's, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
For me,
like you'll change your mind. Like,
I see on Reagan's like TikTok, people will comment like, girl, you got into Stanford, just go. And you say it, you respond back in the nicest way possible. Like, you're like always like, yeah, be nice. Like, you don't know it. If it was me, I would have been like, stay mad. Literally, stay mad.
No, because I'm so paranoid.
Like, financial options. Like, so far, like, Stanford hasn't given me my financial aid package yet. Mm-hmm. So, like, I want to commit to Stanford. But it's, like, if they don't give me good financial aid, I'm probably not going to end up going to Stanford. So it's, like, I think people forget about the financial options and, like, how that plays in. And different opportunities you might get offered from different schools. Like, Stanford is not great at offering, like, incentive opportunities.
Right.
Because they don't have, like, necessarily, like, any really merit scholar programs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, because all the kids there are just, like, so exceptional, right? But versus like a program like Columbia where you can be offered different scholar positions. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like it really you do need to see what options like each college is presenting you because it's so much more than just the college like on the surface.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What Jaden said basically is what I was about to say.
So good. And like don't feel bad. Like you don't owe anyone anything. You know, like that's kind of cold-hearted to say, but it's like you deserve like to as long as you don't apply ED and get in somewhere, then withdraw your applications. But like if you get in somewhere REA, like you deserve like up until May 1st to like commit or like whatever, do whatever you want with your decisions. So such a good point.
You didn't apply ED, you applied EA. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. He's screaming down Andrew's neck, commit to Yale right now.
We all knew Andrew's gonna commit to Yale.
Andrew was like, I'm definitely like literally 100% going to Yale, but let's see.
Okay, no, I was already committed by the time that Dartmouth came out, but I was kind of considering going to Dartmouth after they let me in. I was like, oh, so good. But no.
Let me tell you that, like, I don't have any sort of social media clout for a reason because I see these comments and I would literally be commenting the most out of pocket stuff. I'd be like, and what are you gonna do? Come cry about it. Like, I was like, there was this. You remember that one girl on TikTok who was like, people should feel sorry for legacy admissions. Like, I went to Columbia and I was a triple legacy. Yeah. Right. And so I commented.
Girl, you must suck then. Like,
I remember I commented, like, I was like, oh, your eyes are Columbia blue though. Hopefully that's my like,
oh my gosh.
That TikTok killed me.
But like, when she posted that, I'm like, did you expect, like, sympathy, like you're triple legacy and didn't get in, like that's embarrassing.
No, like, literally. Like, homegirl, you had a mile lead and you still fumbled.
Yeah.
Like, sit down.
Sorry, babe. Not our fault. Yeah, exactly. Like, you're the whole reason the college admissions process is messed up. Like, that's not on us, babe. Not on us. Yeah.
One piece of advice you could give people. I had a specific thing in my head and I just forgot it.
I have like a little one. Apply to fly-ins. Do fly-ins.
Yes, that's my thing. That was my thing. Yes, fly-ins.
With them
at Harvey Mudd. Sophia, sit back and be educated.
Yeah, you create, like, first, okay, so there's so many, like, aspects of fly-ins that are just amazing. First of all, obviously, you get to learn about the school. Second of all, you
demonstrated interest. Cultivate,
like, a community of people. The community.
Like,
the community. Seriously, you cultivate a community of people who are, like, super motivated and, like, just such brilliant students. And it, like, inspires you to want to do better. Like, it inspires you to want to be a better student. It really does. And then also, when it comes down to applying, it's so much, like, it was so much cheaper for me to apply to colleges because I had fee waivers from fly-ins.
All these fly-ins.
So, yeah, exactly. So I would say do fly-ins. Like, that's probably quick piece of advice.
Me and Reagan had like a month long conversation about this community because we're sending snap videos back and forth and then we lag and we get busy, but it was a month long conversation about this community. But if I can go next, and mine is also about fly-ins.
You go next. I'll go after you because I have that too.
I was gonna say do fly-ins. So my first ever fly-in, see, okay, again, this is going back to like the school we go to, me and Sophia. We go to Burke, where like these things, like people just don't know about these things because school.
I don't think anybody does. I think that nobody knows
like,
about flying.
But like no one does.
No, at our school.
I was looking this year. I was like, I don't know what to do. It was
but
so
the
bad.
Thing is, our school actually kind of discourages us from doing that. They're like, everything you do at school is perfectly fine. It's like good enough, and it's like no, it's
no
not, you know? Exactly. And so my first fly-in was like my mom. She's like one of those moms who like trolls and thinks I love her for that. Like I definitely would not be here without her. But she was like, like there's this school Harvey Mudd, like blah 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 blah. I fell in love with Harvey Mudd. Like if anyone asks you, people actually make fun of this for me for this because there was a period of time. There's a period of time. I was like, I fell into Harvey Mudd. My mom was like, women in STEM, blah, 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 apply. Didn't think I was going to get in because I...
about it?
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, a random email about it. That's how I found out what fly-ins were.
Oh, mine was... No, I think I didn't even know what they were until I had, like, gotten on
campus. Yeah, until I got to Wisdom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what taught me what they were. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. And then, like, they're, like, our friend Prathisha, she was like, I'm doing this fly-in, this no just Jaden moving on like she was like, oh yeah, this line, and I was like, what the hell are fly-ins? But basically they're for people who are still confused. They're programs in normal years, there are programs where you like go, you get to like spend like a couple days on the campus with other people, see it, attend classes, do workshops, whatever. And so the Harvey Mudd was
they're also
program.
Free. Like they have a little.
Yes,
they're
free.
Yeah, they will fly you out.
Harvey Mudd paid
like, we didn't
for
get
my
that
ticket.
But right.
Harvey Mudd paid for my ticket, and I was like, you guys are doing a good job convincing me to come here.
But, and the merch is so good.
So much merch. And I don't know, it was like my first, not my first time, but it felt like I was like a student there for like like a couple of days. I was having the most fun with Jaden. We were literally like doing the dumbest shit. My videos from that weekend.
She really was
so
doing the dumbest stuff.
Wait, what? Huh? No, you mean you.
No, you.
No. Who yelled shaking ass at Harvey Mudd, bro? You did.
Yeah.
So then I fell in love with Harvey Mudd. I was like, oh my god, SoCal, like this is where I'm supposed to be. But then it also what fly-ins do is they kind of also like show you what you don't want. So like I went to Harvey Mudd, I loved my time there, but on my way back I was like, do I really want to go to school? Okay, my mom doesn't know this. She doesn't know that this is the reason why I like decided not to eat at Harvey Mudd, so please don't listen to this. I doubt she's gonna listen like an hour in, but I didn't apply to Harvey Mudd because I was like, obviously everyone feels imposter syndrome, but mine was like a raging while I was there. Like in the classes we were at, like all these kids were like, and I saw a girl on TikTok talk about this, but all these kids were like waking up every day and they were like, I just want to learn quantum physics today. And
yeah,
I was
they're like
And
that's
it's like,
I didn't apply to MIT.
And it was like, they were just like, I was like, that's not me. I was like, I happen to be good at STEM, but it's not what I'm interested in. And if I went here, I wouldn't be able to. So the fly-in was actually very good for helping me realize that. And then I did MOSTEC, which is actually supposed to be another sort of fly in. We were supposed to go and like present our things, but we didn't end up doing that. But I met all these people at MOSTEC and they were talking about like Jordan Bound, like blah 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 blah. I felt so behind. I was like, okay. But
yeah,
I was like,
Darty Bound, Andrew.
It's so good. It's so good.
It was awesome. That's like the only community I actually like really liked from
a literally. I love Dartmouth Bound. Like, I would sell my soul to be able to have had that in Dartmouth person. Bound. Yeah, same. I literally didn't care about Dartmouth right now.
Yeah.
If like I hadn't gotten into Yale. Like it's so good.
I love Darty.
I did like Windows on Williams. Anyway,
I got rejected.
I was too rich.
No, the community there though was so strong. I just wasn't a part of it because I never went to the fly-in. Like I applied to like 10. I applied to 10 fly-ins. I was like, COVID is gonna be over by the fall. I'm gonna be like every weekend, like at these unions.
Yeah,
we're
gonna like meet up.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I'm gonna be making all these friends, like. Berkeley, I'm ready to leave. But then everything was online, so I never went to a single fly-in. Don't do that.
I went to fly-ins. I think so, kind of.
Andrew got into like fast at Harvey Mudd and didn't go, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. They rejected me. They were like, you did with them.
The fly-ins with the best merch in first place, definitely Dartmouth. In second place, Bowdoin. And then I feel like in third place, maybe like Wash U. Just so people know. Those three.
There's this t-shirt that they sent is so soft. And that's not something that I really experience from other fly-ins. I would say best merch has to go to Caltech. Caltech sent out good merch for their fly-in. I didn't really go to the fly-in, but the Caltech.
Oh, also the MIT fly-in has fire merch, but I didn't apply.
I applied, but I I'm pretty sure I got rejected.
Wait, anyway, so which fly-ins did everybody do?
I just did Wistam and Windows on Williams, Amherst, and I got rejected from Tufts. So screw Tufts.
Yeah, I got rejected from Tufts too. I think they capped us though.
It was yield protection. It was yield protection.
I literally was gonna apply to Tufts, but I didn't apply to Tufts because of that. I was like, you guys don't even let me in your fly-in. I'm not gonna. Yeah, because they had it rolling. So.
Yeah,
but I did JHU. They have this one called Home. They have Home and Impact. So I did Home and Impact, and then I did Dartmouth Bound. Love my Boundies, my Boundy baddies. Love you guys. I did Columbia CE Square.
I was so jealous of the people who did Columbia because they got mini Rorys and we still haven't gotten that. They were like, we'll give you Rorys when you get accepted.
Anyway, moving on.
There were like six essays though. It was too much.
Yeah,
I saw their essays and I was like, I don't even care if I get rejected from Columbia at this point. Yeah. These essays aren't worth it.
And then I did the Caltech one, Wash U preview. Mm-hmm. And then I know I did... I think that's five. I think I did seven. But I know I did those five. Oh, and then I did Rice. They're flying. They had like, it was called Soar. And then
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, it was like, it was weird. You didn't really have to apply. And weird. What? Go ahead.
Have you guys seen that comprehensive list of fly-ins? There's like all the fly-ins.
Yeah.
I will link that in our description for anyone. Yeah.
Two fly-ins. That's just a piece of advice.
Also, this is the time where you apply for them. Just saying.
Yeah.
By the time this episode is up, you guys should. If you want to do that, apply for them.
I did Dartmouth, Bowdoin, Wash U, Carleton, Vassar. And then I feel like there was like one more weird. Oh, Middlebury. That's what it was. Yeah.
Where?
Middlebury.
Cute name.
I know nothing about it because I didn't really do the fly-in. I just applied for merch. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did Wash U preview, Soar, which was Rice, Hopkins, Home and Impact. Then I did the UPenn one, Penn and Focus.
I heard that was good, though.
Yeah, but still talk.
I got rejected. It was so sad.
The Penn one gave me FOMO because I would see everyone.
Everyone said it was so fun.
It was awesome. Yeah. Like, they're still active today. And I wrote about it in one of my essays. And, like, my admissions officer, like, that was the only part she remembered, was the part about, like, the fly. And I was like, wow, you didn't even read, like,
personal note? Is that what
she Yeah, about, that's what she wrote about. Like, not even about me, just notes? About the fly-in.
Yeah, I was from
like,
Stanford, okay. They give us personal notes. It's cute.
Yeah, I got yeah.
Okay, is that the end of that question? Or
well, it's the advice. So if anybody has any other piece of advice, that was really it. And start early on, like, activities and stuff. And do stuff outside of your school. Do your own research. Always do your own research.
Yes.
Yeah, can I give a piece of advice? Like,
yes, Andrew.
I feel like as you do research, like, do a lot of research. Because I feel like I really kind of, like, I sort of feel like I predicted which schools I wasn't going to get into. Because the ones that I got into were the ones that I could, like, really see myself at, you know? Like, there were schools, especially, like, when I was writing the essays. Like, I feel like when you're writing the essays, it's so telling. Because, you'll either know, like, I know what the school is looking for, or, like, I won't. And it's, like, you kind of realize really quickly, like, which schools you're actually interested in and which you aren't. Which, like, isn't to say, like, don't apply, because, like, it can't hurt to apply. But, like, I feel like I kind of expected all of my rejections because, like, those were schools that, like, I just couldn't see myself at. And I feel like it really came through in my essays. Like, like, admissions officers know. Like, I feel like they're just psychic. Like, that's kind of pseudoscience, but.
I'm so bad at rejections. I was, like, I would do all my apps. I was, like, I don't want to hear back. But, what Andrew said. Like, I think that my top two schools that I wrote my best essays for, Harvey Mudd, obviously, Columbia and Cornell, because I did so, like, I really wanted, not so much, but I did my research, and because, like, fly-ins, like, demonstrated interest, so, like, that's another reason you should do them,
for schools,
I did so much research for those three schools, and I, like, really showed in my essays, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wide, the school essays are my favorite essays.
Me too. I like them.
I did well on those, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done. Last two questions. Biggest hurdle in your application process?
Essays.
Scholarships. I got, like, no scholarship.
No, dude, same.
And then
you
get scholarships, and then they're like, oh, you can only use scholarships to cover your student contribution. You can't even use scholarships really that much.
Yeah, it's
kind of
pointless.
Unless you get full tuition scholarships, they really just eat away at your aid.
Yeah, like, no, even the full tuition ones, like, even Questbridge is, like, kind of a scam. Like, I know Questbridge people that have to pay, like, they have to work, like, $5,000.
Yeah,
like, what the hell?
We should probably do a part two for this. There were, like, people who didn't do traditional apps. Because my roommate, Tanya, actually is a Questie, and she has a lot to say about it. Because she has to work. And I'm like, I mean, so do I. But, like, I'm like, we'll do this together. But, like,
yeah, they just supposed eat away to be getting your a full ride. Student contribution.
Yeah.
It's still the same parent contribution, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they offer you merit based specifically through the school, which Stanford.
Yeah. I don't think Columbia does either. That and scholarships, essays and scholarships are my biggest thing.
Yeah. For me, I feel like the biggest hurdle was, like, I kind of let, like, college admissions consume me even after, like, all of my applications were submitted.
Yeah,
like, I feel like, which again was kind of out of my control, but I feel like I was so stressed, like, up to decisions coming out that it was just, like, really, like, detrimental to my mental health.
Like, the last 4 years of my life.
Like. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like, in retrospect, I kind of realized that I could have done all the things that I did, like, without being as stressed about it, you know? Like, I feel like I just realized earlier that, like, some of the stuff I wanted to do, like, just because it was interesting, and I wish that I had, like, not done as much stuff, like, because I thought it would look good on college apps, because it all kind of feels, like, meaningless in the end.
Also, I low-key... Jaden knows this, but, like, December 15th when Columbia came out, I was throwing up. Like, I couldn't sleep. Okay. I could not sleep.
I couldn't eat either.
I was shaking.
We were all,
like,
stressed for you.
It
we
was
really were.
So, no, and the entire world, everyone was texting me, and I was on FaceTime with Jaden, actually. She cried when I got in. But I was on FaceTime with her, and I FaceTimed, like, I and Andrew after all this time. Like, I'm getting FaceTime from P and Sophia. I'm getting FaceTime from Isabella. We should get her on here too, because she didn't have a traditional.
It was so stressful for me.
Yeah.
I remember because mine came out the next day, and, like, you had just gotten in, and I was like, oh my god, like, if I don't get in, like, I'm gonna be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and, like, I that came was, out the day
oh
like
god.
After.
Yeah.
And then we were all, like, FaceTiming. Yeah. If I hadn't gotten in, it would have been a
bloodbath. Yeah.
No, bro.
I think I'm the only person who can really attest to this, but the part of college admissions where you're sitting, because I didn't apply early anywhere. So I was sitting there from, like, when I applied in December and November and then obviously January until the end of March, thinking, like, and people had already gotten to, like, all these amazing schools, like, EA, and it really sucks to be an RD applicant who has gotten nowhere at that time. And I know all of you guys got in somewhere early, but it sucks so bad because you're sitting there and you really start to question, and it's not like you necessarily have anything that's, like, saying you're not good or anything, like you didn't get a rejection yet, but it's crazy because you see all these people around you, especially if you have like that community that we were talking about.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really hard. I really was doubting my self-worth. I was really sad for like a long period of time because I think I placed so much value in college admissions, which you shouldn't definitely. Do. You definitely should not do.
Yeah. Wait, can I add on to that? I feel like even now, like obviously I got into where I wanted to go early, but like even with like regular decision applications coming out, like I was kind of like down on myself just because I saw people like getting into like so many Ivies and like me all too, these places. And like I actually did as well. Like I feel like it, like I don't know why I'm complaining, but it's just like when you're in those circles, it's like so overwhelming to see people like Reagan is
Reagan and Jaden cleared the entire board.
Oh my
god.
Yes, like, and it's like you guys deserve it so much. And like I'm so happy for you guys. But I don't know. It's just like now in retrospect, it seems kind of stupid to be worried about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like just like be happy like with what happened.
Please.
You know,
like, yeah, I remember I was like happy when I got into Columbia and then RD came out. First of all, I love all you RD people are like so like brave because I could not I'm so serious, like even just the wait from like November to December had me in despair. Well,
it doesn't help that our school too was like no way.
Yes, our school doesn't let us, our school one tells us we're not getting and doesn't let us talk about it, so we don't like have an outlet, like we're not allowed to talk, post, like nothing. And so like I could not wait until March 1, but also my thing was I was like I don't think that I'm good enough to get into any of these schools, so the reason I applied ED was I was like it's gonna give me like, and so people who apply RD and are just like confident in themselves and like damn,
I was not confident, I just couldn't decide where to go. I had no idea what to do EA,
like I know that obviously like Andrew said, should not be complaining, like I'm like now I'm not complaining, now I'm fine. Like I was never complaining, but like when everyone got an RD, like people would be like, oh, like blah blah blah, you only got in because you did ED. You only like, if you did, they're like, if you got in RD, they're like, no one said it explicitly to me, but I would see it in comment sections of other people's videos. And I was like, see, this is why I'm never posting my shit. But they were like, and I was like starting to think that I was like, yeah, oh my god, if I didn't do ED, like I would never have gotten in anywhere, like blah 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 blah. So then I like internalized all that. No. Obviously,
people
I'm like
just do whatever they can to minimize other people's successes.
Yeah. Reagan had like one thing to say about that question. And
gonna say, I don't know what your experiences were with this, but during like likely letter season, I was like so like insecure. I don't know why, because a lot of people from like our little community or whatever, they would be posting all of their likely letters, and I remember like I would every single time I'd be taking an app. And I woke up and I would see that like people had posted on their stories. Yeah. I was like, okay, it's another likely letter. And I don't know. I was very happy for everyone, of course, but it was like for some reason I internalized the fact that like
not getting a likely.
End it worked out, but it's like in that moment I feel like I let all of that get to me. When you in reality 100%. It's like what 1% of people get. Like,
Like
100%.
Yeah.
And also, brave for doing RD. I will keep saying this. Like, I don't know if I would be like in the right mental about this thing. If I had to like go through like likelies and just like I'm proud of myself though, because I never ever ever once went on RA2C or like College Confidential Reddit. Never did it. Except for Chance Me during like that was like a low point in my life.
Wait, can I add quickly? I feel like especially with college admissions, like there will always be people that are like better than you, like that have gotten into like more schools or have like gotten like more likely letters or like have gotten more scholarships or whatever. And it's just like it just becomes like so exhausting to like be worried about like what other people are doing. Like I feel like at there comes a point when like you just kind of have to accept that. And it's like I feel like the earlier you can do that, the better. Because I mean like I feel like I don't know, like, again, just with, like, people getting into, like, more places than I do, like, even though I already know where I'm going, like, it feels so stupid, but it's just, like, you also want that validation, and, like, it doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day, like, just, like, be happy with where you got in, and, like, be grateful if, like, you got into a school that you want to go to, you know?
Also, oh, no, you can go.
Well, I was just gonna say, especially, like, where I'm from, and, like, in my city, like, nobody really goes to top schools, and if they do, it's, like, one or two kids who will go. And so I think for me it was definitely like a culture shock once I started joining like Lions and Mossack and stuff like that, and everybody was getting into these schools
like it was the normal and I was
and it's it gets so like I know like there's what 300 Gates scholars and I feel like I know like 25
you mean no, same me okay too. And the Koch scholars too like I me feel too. Like I know like a solid so many. Like 10 Koch scholars
again
so
the community
like the community is great and it's motivating but at this time it can be really toxic because you forget that like this doesn't happen like they're like no. These schools still have like a 4 or 5% acceptance rate but you're in this community where like 98% of the people are going to like top schools and so it can be so toxic and you start to like get really bad imposter syndromes like you really want to stay away from that if you can.
Also for me, but I feel like it's inevitable. Like if you're going to like these top schools, you are meeting the community there because it's the community of quality. But for me, it was a huge culture shock between being in Mossack, where obviously I met all you guys in Mossack, like, and that's just to show the people who apply to like Mossack and get in, like, do it versus like people at Berk. Like this is not like to like trashing anyone at Berk. Like this is not like. Like just but it's just like a Berk everyone is like more relaxed and like in Mossack everyone and so it's like I'll be having these conversations with I and Andrew and to me I'm just like oh yeah did you see she got into Yale but like is turning down like blah blah, blah. Like just stupid shit like even be talking about it like this is just like our personal conversations and like or like Isabella I was talking to her the other day and she's like, oh my God, did you see that girl committed to Georgia Tech and she got into Stanford? Like who would do, you know, stuff like that. And then I go to
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no, same. I had the same thought, but like she's clean for that. Good for her.
Anyway, what I was saying was that, oh yeah. And then I would go back to Berk, right? And then I would be like, and I will like everyone. Okay. This is like a small thing, right? But we were all like getting ready for our annual field day last year at school, right? And people were talking about college. This was my cue to dip out of the conversation because at school, like a Berk, you just, like, I feel like ever since I've gone on, like, everyone has just been like, you know, when they're like, oh, you got into Columbia, like, as a joke, but like, not as a drama. And so when people are talking about college, I just don't birth them. Like, I'm just like, but they were basically, someone like said, like, oh, imagine getting in early. 10 people turned and looked in my direction. I was like, oh my God. And then they were like, yeah, Miss Columbia, Columbia 25 in your bio. I was like, I truly hate it here. So it was like, it was just like such a culture shock, like, but like having to like go to Berk during the day, but then because I barely talk to anyone at Berk now, and then like talking to like all my Mossack friends, like all these people outside of school. So
yeah, it's like weird because it's like such a supportive community. I feel like it's very small, like everyone is very supportive, but it's like at the same time it can just be like so competitive because it's like I like, for example, like I'm the first person from my school in 3 years to like get in and to go to Yale, and then it's like when you're in this space where I mean it's only like a few hundred people probably that like know each other well, but it's like it seems like literally everyone has like gotten into Yale, gotten a like letter from Harvard, like has committed to MIT.
That's who you're talking to. At my school, it's overwhelming. I think I'm the first person to go to Columbia in like 5 years.
No, like literally like every year there's only maybe one person who gets into an Ivy. And like this year
was
my class is killing it at my school. We don't know about my class is killing it. Like, we never, our That's school amazing. Never really has a ton of people go to top schools, but we are killing it this year.
Yeah, this year at Berk, we are killing it, too.
And it's the hardest year to get into college, too. So go us.
Because COVID. I mean, one of the questions that I scrapped was, how do you think COVID changed things? Obviously, it made it harder moving on. Anyway. But, yeah, so I forgot what I was going to say. But, I just feel like, Last year we had one person go to Cornell from Berkeley. The year before it was two people to Brown. So it's just like that at our school. And so it's like, also, I never really felt like I was in competition with anyone from Mostek because I had told myself I was not as good as everyone else. Like, I told myself it was like a fluke, like I shouldn't have gotten in, or like I was just like, you know, diverse. But like, I don't know. I told myself very early on, like as soon as I got my Mostek acceptance letter, which I thought was fake, by the way, like, yeah, I was talking to Jaden and I was like, this is not real. But from the moment I got that, I told myself, yeah, imposter syndrome, I'm not as good as anyone here, so I just don't have to compete with them, which is like, not, it wasn't like good for my self-esteem, but also on the flip side of that, I never felt in competition with anyone at Mostek. And so like, you win some, you lose some, you know, not good for my self-esteem, but also like, I never felt like it wasn't that added stress of like competing with my friends too.
Yeah. Also, wait, can I just add real quick? Don't like be, well, I guess this is kind of relative, but I would say like for me, it helped a lot that I was like not in a circle where like a bunch of people were applying to the same school as me, because like everyone from Mostek was applying to MIT early.
Yes.
But if like I had been in the bunch applying to MIT early, like MIT. It was
everyone and their mothers, bruh. Yeah. I think me, Andrew, and Jaden are the only three people I know, and Isabella, or I love her, I'm talking about her so much, but she's not here. We're the only four people that I know. We had no interest at MIT. Like all four of us were like, it's just not happening. But everyone and their mothers was applying. And when MIT decisions came out, literal blood.
No, died. It was so toxic, so messy. Because it was like,
so messy.
Yeah, just like, don't like avoid those situations.
And then the last question would be any fun like tidbits, fun like memories in like. Mine, this isn't funny, but my Columbia app, you know how Columbia has you do the lists of books?
Yeah.
I changed my, like, it was never the same. Like, every single day leading up to when I had to literally click submit, it was never the same. I was like, I can't put Orange is the New Black. I don't think I'm, like, watching lesbian porn. I was like, what is appropriate to put on here?
The Ruby Rose obsession really popped out.
Oh, my God.
Me putting Pitch Perfect 3 and Orange is the New Black in the same thing. But so that was like something that I tell people now, and they're like, literally, what goes through your head? You know the sound on TikTok that's like, fun fact about me is I have never been relaxed. That was me. That was me during then. Like, I put Julian the Phantom like one point in time. Like,
I would say I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people have this idea that like kids who get into top schools have no lives, and so false. I would say that's not true, like at all. So
false. Andrew, let me tell you, this man gets around.
Oh, stop!
Come on.
Y'all, time for this.
Andrew be like, yeah, I met this guy on Tinder. Like, I'm driving 3 hours to get.
Shut the hell up. You're just jealous that I pull and you don't, okay? Like, you're just jealous that I have a lineup at my college campus and you don't.
No, literally, Andrew be like, Andrew's like, I met this guy at Yale and we're going on dates on in the fall. And I'm like, there has been like No, literally, Andrew will be like, yeah, like, I have 3 people on Tinder, 4 people on Grindr, like, definitely meeting up with all these people in the fall. Like, okay.
You know, I was going to promo this episode, but not anymore.
But yeah, we definitely all very much have lives.
Like, I didn't go to a party throughout high school, but that's not because I was, like, busy or anything. I just really was not the type, really, but I had so much fun throughout high school, and I like genuinely did things that I was actually interested in. I had a lot of fun like all throughout high school, and I would say like the opportunities that I did, like my favorite extracurricular or whatever that I did, I would say was probably like Stanford Pre-Collegiate. I just met some of the nicest people. Yeah. Okay. Can you not shout out his name? But just literally that community was awesome, and like I don't know, I just had so much fun doing the activities that I did throughout high school that I was never like, yes, you're stressed out and yes, it's a lot of work, but there's this idea that like everybody who gets into top schools like plays 15 instruments and like only spends their time studying. I am not a studying person.
Me too. I need to learn.
Yeah.
College is going to be like a trip for me because I have never studied. like never studied.
No, I feel like that's I feel like obviously this is relative, but I feel like I just see myself as a normal person. Like, Me too. Like I just had a fairly normal, like, high school experience, especially, like, relative to my friends who are, like, going to, like, state schools and whatever. Like, I don't say that to be shady, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like we all kind of, like, did the same stuff. The same thing. We, like, hung out in the same ways. So it's, like, I feel like you can definitely do both.
I didn't do 100% anything that... I didn't do anything that I felt was out of the normal, which has also contributed a lot to my imposter syndrome. Like, I literally just thought, I was like, everyone do this. Everyone plays an instrument. Everyone does this. But this also kind of leads to my last point, because stats are not everything. So, like, my GPA dumped, like, flaming mess. Like,
your GPA is not bad. You think it's bad. It's not bad. I hate when you say that.
Like, Didi, for how our school weights our GPA,
oh, we don't have
the
weighted
bullshit that they put us through, you'd be perfectly fine.
Okay, but like, okay, anyway, my stats were like not good at all, but I just like did normal things. I didn't think I was gonna get in anywhere because I'm like not like an overachiever in the way, because like, okay, kind of toxic, but when I was in 10th grade and 9th grade, my mom made me read this book called The Overachievers about these group of kids who go to Walt Whitman High School near us. Like, you guys know that it's near us. It's in Bethesda. And it was, like, these kids, like, would have, like, 16 hours, not 16 hours. That's crazy, obviously. But you know what I mean? Like, days. They would go from this extracurricular to that. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I'm not getting in anywhere. But it turned out. Honestly, just be yourself and write bomb-ass essays. Because I think my essay got me in. Like, yes, I played the sickle cell card.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like again, it's just that, like, there's always someone better than you thing. Like, no matter what you can do in high school, like, there's always going to be someone that is just, like, naturally smarter than you, like, has better grades, like, has more interesting things that, like, they can do, you know? So it's just, like...
Bitches just, like, I won a Nobel Prize and wrote a book. Okay, Emma, alone.
No, literally. But just, like, do the things that you want to do, you know? Like. Seriously.
And another thing to remember is that they analyze you in context. So, like, if people at your school aren't doing, like, insane things, like, they're not going to expect you to do insane things. If you have a certain income that restricts the activities that you can do, like, put that on your application. Explain that on your application. And, like,
the additional info section.
Yeah, okay. I know someone that did not do a single extracurricular. Like, all he did was work. And he got into Princeton. So, like, that's what he needed to do, you know? Like, if that's what you need to do, like, don't stress.
No, literally use the additional info section. That is another thing no one talks about, even if it's just one sentence, bro. Like, I wrote some BS. Okay, hopefully, that's like, no, COVID. Like,
Didi literally lied.
Shush, no, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Columbia rescind her. No,
I'm
no,
sorry, it was a slight exaggeration.
Hopefully, no AOs are listening to this. But literally, there's some things you do that you think are normal, and it's, like, it will help. Like, I remember with COVID, I wrote, because this is actually true, like, this was not. My mom got, like, Sophia knows this. My mom got, like, stranded in Nigeria because she traveled. She traveled at the beginning of quarantine, and then, like, it hit, and then she couldn't get back for, like, 2 months. And so, like, during that time, like, yes, my aunt and, like, my uncle lived with us to, like, make sure we were alive. But, like, I was the one, like, I mean, granted, I let my sister stay up till, like, every morning. But, like, I was the one making sure they went to, like, online school and stuff. And, like, to me, that's just what I had to do, you know? My mom wasn't here. I had to do that. Didn't think it was a big deal. And then I went, like, Danny, I'm pretty sure one of my college counselors were like, yes, that is a big deal. Write it down. You kept people alive. And, like, if your grades... They're like, if your grades suffered a little junior year, which they did, but not for the reasons I said they did. But
you liar.
I didn't Columbia. Lie. None of this was a lie. But he was like, your grades, I noticed your grades did drop. That's the reason why. So I put it in, and, you know, it helped contextualize everything. But use that additional info section.
Definitely. I definitely used that. Biggie with, like, explaining my situation with my siblings and, like, how often I was watching them. And then my mom had, like, a pregnancy, like, we had, like, yeah, so basically it's kind of similar to your situation, except I had toddlers.
Did not have toddlers.
Yeah, and then just explaining kind of the opportunities that I had to cancel or miss out on because of COVID-19, which is probably something that you guys won't have to do. But always, 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 more is more. It takes with college applications. More is what more.
What if I farted right now?
Stop.
Wait, wait.
I've been thinking that for the past 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
I think this
Can I share a memory?
Yes.
We're allowed to share memories, right? Okay, I think it's so interesting. Like, Didi, we submitted, like, our early applications
together actually.
Right?
We went on Zoom.
Yeah, I have a video of it on Snapchat. Me it's too. Just, like, such a full circle moment now, like, knowing that we, like, both got into, I don't know. It's just, like, stuff works out, you know? Yeah. Like, I wish I had just, like, believed more that, like, stuff works out. Like, your hard work, like, pays off, you know? Like, I know it doesn't for everyone in like the way that you think it will, but like I feel like no matter what, like things will work out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I feel like that's all I have to say.
Same here.
This was a good episode.
This was really good.
Except for when AirPods were falling.
Yeah.
Except for when I got dragged across the floor. How about we talk about Max? How about that?
Whoa! No, please, please, Andrew.
Oh my god, Andrew,
yes.
Please, Andrew, guys, please.
Max, please, guys.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Basically,
help you edit these episodes.
They're back. Stop, guys. I'm literally going to cry. Stop it. No,
what's my name? Max. Oh, nah. I'm calling my dog.
We had an episode where we talked about the talking stage with some guys from our school. And one of them,
with
my friend
Jonah,
Ben,
right?
Oh my god, I love Jonah.
Guys,
whoa. I tell you.
I
tell you guys entirely too much. Remind me to stop doing that.
Wait, no, Didi, you should tell that story. It's such a good story.
Ben
Jonah's
called
so
me.
Cute,
no.
I would marry Jonah.
Ben, in that episode, he brought up, like, who should want to be named? And Ben called, he was, like, CEO of staying friends with everyone you've ever liked. That moment will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Such a funny episode.
It was so funny. Good. That was one of my favorite episodes I've ever done. Second
love
to this
Jonah.
One. This one is really fun.
Anyway.
Oh. I'll send him the timestamp for this, and then he'll just, like... But, yeah. There was something else I was going to say, but as you guys all know, when I send you Snap videos, I don't remember a lot. So.
Well, thank you all for coming and talking. I mean, this was really informative, like, for me, and I know that other people that listen to it, it's going to be really good.
This is, like, very close. I feel like by this time, okay, for current juniors, so sorry we didn't make this episode earlier, because I feel like all the flies are, like, starting to, like, come around and go around, like, Moss Deck is closed, like, stuff like that. But if you're younger than a junior and you're listening, so
here you
thank
go.
You guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to Venmo you guys all, like, $5.
Oh, my God.
Wow, sugar daddy. she is the New York City sugar daddy that I've been looking for.
Stop. Thank you guys so much. I have the best friends, actually. I'm literally talking about how I have the best friends because I watch Chipotle. Okay, anyway. I love you guys. Thank you.
I love you
That's
too.
Awesome.
I think
you
can continue.
It was so nice to talk to you guys all.
Yes. Even it took us literally what 2 weeks to get this. I said,
and while, then like, Meg didn't even come.
She's gonna be on the next episode. She's gonna be on the next episode. But I sent like a whole doodle poll. I was like, guys, fill out the times in your.
I was like,
no one did that.
That's too much organization. We are all fast and loose kind of people, you know.
Obviously not. I think that's time to end this episode.